This goes to Justine, J-U-S-T-I-N-E, Bollinger, B like boy, O-L-L-I-N-G-E-R, C like certified, N like nurse, P like practitioner. Fax 989-607-6875. Regarding Brenda Sexton, S-E-X-T-O-N, date of birth 1/11/1961. Dear Ms. Bollinger, this is a telemedicine follow-up for Ms. Sexton with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and desquamative interstitial pneumonitis. Today she's feeling poorly, very short of breath, and she's been on several courses of high-dose steroids as well as antibiotics. She does see a pulmonologist every 6 months for this condition, and she is oxygen dependent. She has had a lot less edema of the lower extremities for several months, and her weight is unchanged from her previous visit. But she's having some edema in her hands. Blood sugars appear to be very out of control. Sometimes when she checks, they're greater than 300, usually about 200 fasting in the mornings. And her A1C was checked on 2/13 of 2024, and that remains very high at 11.7. And the blood sugar, when checked, was 2/13 that date also. The patient is resistant to using any type of insulin, but I believe she needs it. And we did have a long discussion about that on the phone today. She also needs either a Dexcom or a Freestyle Libre continuous blood sugar monitor, or she'll never have any kind of blood sugar control. Well, she probably needs regular and long-acting insulin and may be able to just stop the metformin, as that really seems to be doing nothing to help her blood sugars at this time. Amaryl also is not doing anything. In addition to shortness of breath, has shortness of breath at rest and is coughing. She does have a follow-up visit with you tomorrow, and I encourage her to be sure that she comes. And no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She does have intermittent diarrhea without blood or melena. Urine is clear. She feels as if she's urinating adequate amounts. No cloudiness or blood, and no edema in her legs, but she does have edema in her hands occasionally. Medications, I want to highlight the Losartan 50 milligram daily. Prednisone currently is 10 milligram a day. Metformin is 1,000 milligram at bedtime. Lasix, 40 milligram daily. Zithromax is 250 milligram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, unless she's on a different antibiotic. Tizanidine, 4 milligram daily as needed. Amaryl, 1 milligram daily, once daily. On physical exam, weight 278 pounds, which is stable. Pulse was 95, and home blood pressure is 180 over 95. I did encourage the patient to check blood pressures on both arms, as there may be a difference arm to arm, and we should be using the arm that has the higher blood pressure for blood pressure monitoring. In labs, as previously stated, the labs were done 2/13 of 2024. Creatinine was 1.53. That's actually slightly better with estimated GFR of 38. Calcium's 9.6, albumin 4.1. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.9. Hemoglobin A1C was 11.7. Her white count 11.4. Hemoglobin 13.1. Platelets 390,000. Triglycerides were 1,620. She's resistant to taking any medicine for the hypertriglyceridemia. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio 288.4. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels so far. Hopefully the patient will start to control her blood sugars. The diabetic nephropathy is present with microalbuminuria. We'll continue the losartan 50 milligram daily. But I have encouraged the patient to talk to you about a Dexcom or Freestyle Libre monitor. She needs a long-acting insulin as well as regular insulin to scale for her meals. I don't believe she's going to get any control on oral agents at all. And if she's getting diarrhea from the metformin, I would stop that. You can continue the Amaryl, although it really won't help. That 1 milligram daily is probably not enough to do much good. And I do think the blood sugar is exacerbated by her continued need for high-dose prednisone, although she's never had a very normal hemoglobin A1C every time I've seen it. Also, the hypertriglyceridemia, she really needs treatment and control of that problem. But she, again, is very resistant to that. I wondered about Repatha for her lung, for her high lipids every 2 weeks, although that's very, very costly, so perhaps that's unaffordable for this patient. But she should have a cardiology evaluation, most likely, if she hasn't had one already. And I want her to continue to get lab studies done every 3 months or more often if necessary. And she's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.